17 days after being appointed as Minister for Agriculture, Barry Cowan has been sacked. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that a Garda file relating to Barry Cowan's drink driving offence 4 years ago raised additional issues that required more explanation, and that it was untenable for members of the government to address these concerns in the Dáil while Mr Cowan was refusing to do so. Barry Cowan apologised to the Dáil last week for drinking while driving on a learner's permit. Since then, he has looked to change the record of a Garda report of what happened, which suggested he may have tried to avoid a Garda checkpoint, and to find out how that report became public, but refused to address the Dáil again on the matter or take questions. In the Dáil yesterday, the Taoiseach defended that position, but later that day sacked his minister. Here's some of what Micheál Martin told the Dáil.
This is a very sad day for Barry, his family and for me. He has been a very committed public representative, very diligent and very dedicated. And over the course of the last 10 days, he has been the subject of significant criticism and condemnation for a road traffic offence that took place in 2016. He's been completely clear and unambiguous regarding his drink driving offence. He gave a personal statement to this House on July the 7th, in which he talked about the stupidity of his actions. He accepted what he did was absolutely wrong, and he apologised to all members. I accepted that his remorse was genuine, and I accepted his apology. When he was first confronted with the allegations, Minister Cowan was immediately clear and emphatic about his drink driving offence and understood the need to acknowledge this. However, he was equally clear and emphatic that one detail of the allegation he was being presented with was completely untrue, namely that he sought to evade Gardaí at the time. We've had extensive discussions on this point last evening and again this morning when he shared with me for the first time the actual Garda record under dispute. Following these discussions and having seen the Garda report this morning, it was my view that it raised additional issues requiring further explanation and clarification. I made this view clear to him and gave him space today to consider the matter further. However, he has decided that he's not prepared to address this allegation publicly and will not make any further statement or answer any questions on this issue in this House. This decision has created a situation where legitimate doubts and additional questions are being raised, and government colleagues are expected to address these, and this is simply untenable. It is my view that Mr. Cowan had an obligation to come before the House. It's also my view that this issue is damaging to the ongoing work of government. Throughout this, I am conscious that there are important and legitimate legal processes underway where Deputy Cowan is questioning the accuracy of the Garda record and seeking to establish how his personal information became public. I have sought to respect these processes, and I would ask that colleagues do the same. This decision I have made is without prejudice to those proceedings. The challenges facing this government are unprecedented in scale, and the Irish people require nothing less than our full and undivided attention. It is in everyone's interest that the government not be distracted in any way from doing what is necessary to protect public health and our efforts to rebuild our society and our economy.
Speaking to Miriam O'Callaghan on RTE's Primetime last night, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, said the news of Barry Cowan's dismissal came as a surprise to him and that the decision was not down to Fine Gael influence.
I suppose the key question is what changed today. Did the Taoiseach, your leader, Leo Varadkar, ask for Barry Cowan to go? Did he insist with the Taoiseach that Barry Cowan must go?
No, that's not my understanding of the of what happened. Clearly, former Minister Cowan and the Taoiseach were speaking on a number of occasions today, and this evening, just before the 9 o'clock news, clearly the Taoiseach felt that he no longer had confidence in Barry Cowan, and so has relieved him of his ministry. That's what's happened. I don't know what the content of the conversations between the Taoiseach and Barry Cowan were today, but clearly there's been some change in terms of the Taoiseach's knowledge of this case and what happened.
But actually, can I just come back in there, Minister? Sorry,
or whether it's linked to something that Barry Cowan has said to the Taoiseach, I'm not sure. But this was a decision made by the Taoiseach and the Fianna Fáil leader, not by anybody else in government.
Barry Cowan was unavailable to speak with us this morning, but he issued a statement on Twitter last night, which we voiced up.
The Taoiseach informed me this evening by phone that he was removing me from office as Minister for Agriculture. I am both surprised and disappointed with this decision. Previously, I furnished the Taoiseach with all the facts about my drink driving conviction and the story that the Sunday Times proposed to publish about my alleged evasion of a Garda checkpoint. In doing so, I provided him with confidential details about my interaction with An Garda Síochána. I have made my position on these matters known publicly, and I have acknowledged my wrongdoing for something that occurred 4 years ago. I have sought an explanation, not as a government minister, but as a citizen, as to how details relating to the incident were leaked to the media. The authorities have agreed to investigate the matter. One point warrants emphasis. At no time did I attempt to evade the Gardaí. Had I done so, the charges brought against me would, quite correctly, have been of a different tenor to those with which I was charged. I am responsible for the offence with which I was convicted 4 years ago, not for an inaccurate Garda entry on Pulse about that event. 10 days ago, and this afternoon, the Taoiseach believed my failure of 2016 didn't warrant my removal from office, but he now appears to have changed his mind based on a Pulse report I gave him this morning. It is important to re-emphasise that report was leaked in contravention of the protections that I and every other citizen is entitled to expect in respect of their interaction with the Gardaí. Unfortunately, the decision of the Taoiseach to remove me from office, when he supported me this afternoon in the Dáil, has undermined and potentially prejudiced my entitlement to fair process.
That was Barry Cowan's statement issued on Twitter last night, voiced by our reporter Killian Sherlock. Let's speak to Fianna Fáil TD and Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath. Good morning. Thanks very much for speaking to us today.
No problem. Good morning to you, Gavin.
Why was Barry Cowan sacked?
Well, Gavin, this was an incredibly difficult decision for the Taoiseach to make. And, you know, I have a huge amount of sympathy for Barry personally and his family. Like him, I was only appointed about 2.5 weeks ago. And I understand the elation that you have in being appointed to government and the huge privilege that it is. And for the last almost 2 weeks now, Barry has been dealing with this issue in the public domain. So that has been very, very difficult. I think the reason why the Taoiseach felt his removal from government was ultimately necessary was because this issue had become a huge political distraction from the ongoing work of government. The Taoiseach had a number of discussions with Barry Cowan on Monday night, on Tuesday morning, and then after leaders' questions again yesterday. And the Taoiseach was of the view that Barry should come into the Dáil, make a statement and address the issues that had come into the public domain in that story last Sunday on the Sunday Times, which, again, I should reiterate, Barry absolutely strenuously denies the allegation that was made in that article. Barry, for his own reasons, decided not to come into the House and make a statement, and the Taoiseach was then left with an extraordinarily difficult decision to make, given that this had developed into essentially a political crisis which showed no sign of abating and of going away. These issues develop in real time, in real life of politics, and unfortunately the Taoiseach had to arrive at the view that the ongoing saga was just incompatible with the normal functioning of government, because every press conference we did, every media interview we did on whatever issue, this was the story that everyone wanted to talk about.
But the Taoiseach, your party, Fine Gael and the Green Party, all backed Barry Cowan yesterday in the Dáil and backed his position that he wasn't going to speak about this issue publicly or take questions, a minister who didn't even turn up in the chamber yesterday afternoon, and then he sacked him a few hours later. So what changed yesterday afternoon?
So on Monday night and again on Tuesday morning, in the course of the discussions between the Taoiseach and Barry Cowan, and I wasn't personally involved in those discussions and I haven't seen the actual Garda file at issue here, but the Taoiseach would have asked Barry to come in and make the statement in the Dáil. Barry said he didn't wish to do so, and I think the Taoiseach was minded to afford him the time and space to reflect on that and to reconsider that position. And and was hoping that Barry would make the decision to come in and make a statement. Barry, for his own reasons, which he can explain in his own time, and he's entitled to his good name, on the substance of that new issue, decided not to come in and make that statement. And the Taoiseach, as he pointed out when he did come into the Dáil last night, just felt that that was not tenable, given that, you know, every other member of government was having to confront the issue and answer questions on the issue every time that we went out to talk about any other part of government policy. And I think just the reality of the extent to which this issue was dominating political and public discourse, and with no sign of it abating, it had to be dealt with in one way or another. And Barry, for his own reasons, did not wish to come in and address the issue in the House, and the Taoiseach felt the need to act.
Micheál Martin told the Dáil yesterday afternoon that he was made aware of newspaper allegations against Barry Cowan the weekend before last. He said he read the Pulse document yesterday morning. Why did it take him 10 days to get that document, given the gravity of the issue?
Well, my understanding is that Barry himself only received the document the day before, so on Monday, and he voluntarily gave a copy of the report to the Taoiseach yesterday morning. The Taoiseach had no automatic right to that report. That report, you know, was a personal file, and Barry voluntarily gave the Taoiseach a copy of that. So it was the first time that the Taoiseach had seen that actual report for himself, and of course discussed it further with Barry at that stage. And I think that reaffirmed his view that the issue should be dealt with in public, in the Dáil chamber, and Barry chose not to do so.
There was consternation within your own party when Micheál Martin sacked Barry Cowan, just hours, as we said, after backing him in the Dáil. Sinn Féin's Eoin Óibrín told this programme earlier, it's an example of Micheál Martin's chaotic leadership. Isn't he right?
No, I don't accept that. I mean, look, this has been a very difficult issue for everyone, but not least for Barry and his family. He is somebody I have soldiered with for many years, and I know at first hand the amount of work that he put into getting this government formed, and the work he did for our party when we were a long way from being in government. And I want to acknowledge that. And, you know, he has paid a huge personal price for this issue. And, you know, again, to reiterate that he strenuously denies the allegation that surfaced publicly at the weekend. But what was at issue here was the fact that the Taoiseach arrived at a view that it was not politically sustainable for Barry not to come in and deal with this head on. It was Barry's entitlement not to do so, but there were political implications from that. And I think there's no denying that fact. We would be having a different conversation today, Gavin, if the Taoiseach had not made any decision. The story would be rumbling on.
Yes.
You know, today we have the Apple judgment. We have another cabinet committee where travel decisions,
before I let you go, Michael McGrath,
those issues need to be dealt.
Because we are a little short on time. In that statement at the end, Barry Cowan said that unfortunately the decision of the Taoiseach to remove me from office when he supported me this afternoon in the Dáil has undermined and potentially prejudiced my entitlement to fair process. Isn't he right?
Look, but Barry Cowan has absolutely every right to defend his good name. The Taoiseach made it absolutely clear in his statement in the Dáil last night that his decision was without prejudice. The Taoiseach was passing no judgment whatsoever on the new allegation that was made in the Sunday Times, and which is apparently referenced in the Garda file. The Taoiseach passed no judgment whatsoever on that. Barry Cowan, as a citizen, has every right to defend his good name and his reputation on that issue. The reality here is that the Taoiseach and the government had a very serious political problem. And given the scale of the issues we need to deal with, unfortunately, a line had to be drawn and we all had to move on as a collective and address the issues we were elected to deal with.
Michael McGrath, thank you very much for speaking to us. We'll hear from County Offaly later, 27 minutes past 8.